Political party campaigns seem to have heated up among parties which seek to take up the mantle of power. The NDC, NPP, PNC and CPP have all warmed up to intensify their political campaigns ahead of the December election. Speaking on Behind the News, the parties admitted that they are ready to take their campaigns to the next level from this month. General Secretary of the PNC, Atik Mohammed, said the PNC is putting finishing touches to its manifesto, campaign messages and the outdooring of its running mate. He spoke to Agatha Samoa.
There is a lot of things that are ongoing, and campaign necessarily is, of course, we do consider moving around to convince as many people as we can is the major, what is the requirement of the campaign. However, there are other things that are expected in a campaign season to do, and I think that we are for now engaged in doing those. And let me quickly say that hopefully by the end of this week, the other incidental but equally important issues that are preventing us from moving to the ground would have been sorted, and I'm sure the PNC and especially our candidates have been good to go. We are supposed to outdoor our very critical because the two that you just mentioned have had the opportunity of supporting or nominating their running mate. And that is what we also intend doing. We, as a political party, have always maintained that it is important to have your manifesto out in time for people to get to know what really you are selling. And so we also wish and hope to get that done by the end of the
year. Is it likely you outdoor the running mate and launch the manifesto on the same day?
Yes, so you are, I mean, correctly. That is what it's ending. So you are correct. We'll be doing the same, I mean, the two things on the same day. That is correct.
And about your running mates, any probable names?
Well, if I'm dropping the name, I might as well just tell you who it is. Eventually, the number was narrowed down. We had a tough time settling on one. He'll come up with between the two, one that he thinks can partner him and make the decision more solid. But there is an accomplished economist who has worked with the UN system, he has worked with the EU, he has worked with ECOWAS, he has worked with Africa Development Bank. He comes from a particular region in this country. I would say Volta region precise. There's also yet another candidate, a lawyer and a banker who has worked extensively in the United States and, you know, has all that it takes to become one of the best running mates this election is going to have or going to witness.
Atik Mohammed, the General Secretary of the PNC. The CPP, on the other hand, has started its campaign. The Communications Director of the party, Abdul Rauf Kadiri, said the party will soon launch its manifesto to properly propagate its political campaign messages to the electorate.
Well, I think that for now, the campaign is moving according to plan. You know, we started the campaign with a series of activities that we asked for undertake. So, for example, it started from the election of our flag bearer for the 2016 election, which was done at Reed Fair in Accra some months ago, where Ivor Kobnagy-Nsibu was, you know, hugely elected with 54.2%, unprecedented in the history of the province. Now, what we have been doing over the past few days or few months has been to, you know, come out and constitute our national campaign team. And as we speak, I can safely see that we have our national campaign. And we have also come out with our campaign mission, which is actually captured in our People's Interactive Manifesto, which we shall be launching in a few days to come. We have been traveling the length and breadth of the country from constituency to constituency, community to community, and fleet to fleet, interacting with Ghanaians and then doing a proper, effective need assessment, you know, exercise. And then our manifesto for 2016 is actually going to be the reflection of the views, the shared expectations, and the hopes of the masses of the people of Ghana.
Well, but when are you launching the manifesto itself?
Some few days time. That is the word that I'm in. Some few days time. I haven't said in months. I've said days.
Days.
So that should be clear enough. Yeah.
The director of communications of the PPP, Parko Akon, said the party's tour so far has given it confidence that the electorate now appreciates the party and believe in its flag bearer, Dr. Papa Kwesi Indong.
So far, the PPP is the only courageous party. I say courageous because we are the only party that has been able to launch this manifesto. We call it Political Platform. We have selected our running mate, and as I speak with you, our running mate, Ms. Bridget Jobbenuku, is all over the place. She's gone to the Ashanti, Volta, and Greater Accra region. In the coming days, let me say, from Friday to be in the Western Region, 9 September, to retouring the Wasai constituency, Takradi Market Circle, in Poho, Wesimin Team, Efia, SNP, Amenfi East, NC, BPN. And then on 12 September, he'll be touring Nensia North, Kwabrei, Obuasi West, Asokwa. Then we'll move to the Bronga Afro Region and tour Sunyain East, Kisima North, Wenti, and then Sene. This tells you how serious we are as a party. We are seriously campaigning on the ground because the feedback we are getting from the field is quite positive, and we are hopeful. We are very, very convinced that Ghanaians are going to give us a mandate to transform their lives. Clearly, what we are witnessing is substandard. It doesn't befit our status as a nation. And so we are seriously campaigning, and the message is quite clear. We are a party that has promised that if we get a mandate, we're going to create jobs for millions of Ghanaians.
The Young People's Congress, APC, says its flag bearer, Hassan Ayariga, has already started his campaign, and according to its General Secretary, Azako Jopoku, the reception has been remarkable countrywide.
We are on the ground using grassroots approach to reach out to the voters. As I'm talking to you, all our organizers are on the ground using house-to-house, one-on-one, and door-to-door campaign approach. We are also finalizing our manifesto, which we have set a date, the 29th of September, to launch it. And our campaign also officially will launch on the 24th of September at Bogatanga. Then we launch the manifesto in Tamale on the 29th of September. After that, we continue the Come On Board tour that was started by Dr. Hassan Ayariga last month. So that hopefully by October we will finish going around all the regions. Then November, so the election day, we will organize mini rallies at all the constituencies and the region across the nation. So we are working. We are working seriously, and we hope that by 7 December, Ghanaians will buy into our concept of all-inclusive governance and the need for us to vote against the system of winner-takes-all in our body policy. So we are working seriously.
The flag bearer of the GCPP, Dr. Henry Latte, said he represents competence and asked the electorate to buy into the GCPP's policies and political messages of championing agricultural intensification.
Our policy is to help farmers to become very successful, to help carpenters to earn money, to help ministers to be able to build their business by creating the environment that will give them the Ghana economic empowerment. It's called stimulus. America helped America through stimulus. Like when there was a depression, they put the money into the banks, they put the money into the financial services, and what have they done? They turned the economy around. What we have to do is to do the same for small business in Ghana. We have to help the businessmen to be successful. I'm a businessman. I know what I'm talking about. I started from zero when I came back from Ghana, although I'm in the financial services. I came down and I set up a family business exporting barbecue charcoal. Unfortunately, that was knocked on the head because the only damn Latte set up the Movement for Freedom and Justice that asked the government to hand over to multi-party system, which we are enjoying now. That was my first collateral damage. I did not give up. I picked up my boys, went to Nigeria, we started exporting charcoal. Then I came back and asked for a coffee license. They put it through 15 panel and we succeeded. We started exporting coffee. From coffee, we transferred into chilies. Chilies to papaya. Papaya now, we are the largest exporters of organic papaya in the whole world. And these are the sort of things I do. I go out and ask people. As I talk to you, we're opening farms and creating jobs.
And would you say that people are buying into your message and that would translate into votes?
They want to work. And if you can get the farms and say, look, you want a job and they want to wheat, they want to grow crops, are you not creating jobs? And then you show them what to grow. We're growing rice and we're growing sugarcane and other crops as we go along throughout the whole country. They will buy into it because they want to earn money and have money in their back pocket. And then you see where they're going to vote. So obviously vote for domestication.
The NPP is, however, shocked at critics who doubt the ability of the party to fulfill its 2016 political promises. According to the spokesperson of Nane Akufo-Addo, Mustafa Hamid, the party knows what it is about and will not take the electorate for granted.
Well, so far so good. In the past 3 weeks, as you can see, we've been in the Western Region, Northern Region, Upper East and Upper West. I think that from what I see and what I hear, we are very convinced that 2016 is a year of change.
From what you've seen, from what you heard, can you elaborate on that? What are the people saying on the ground?
Well, what the people are saying on the ground is that their conditions of life have worsened. Cost of living has gone high. No food, in the market. In other words, people are using the most of their income for food alone, and they think that that's too much.
And Nana comes out with different policies. We have one district, one factory. We have one about the one dam, one village. And it seems people are doubting the implementation of the policies that you are coming out with. How feasible are these policies?
Well, I don't know about people. I know about our major political opponents being the NDC, saying so openly that these are not achievable benchmarks and so on. But I don't want to belabor the point. We are always in the business of, if you want, proposing ideas that seem too big for the NDC, and they say we cannot do them. But in the end, we have done them. So I am not surprised they are saying that. More important, I'll take the northern regions, for example. When we went to Sala district yesterday we were in Tumu, and the Tumu Koro, the chief of Tumu, said that he believes that the one village, one dam policy is achievable because he has seen in his district how NGOs have come and built for them 8 dams, not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4. 8 dams have been built in the Kusala district by Plan Ghana alone. One dam costing 350,000, and an NGO has been able to put up 8 of them in one district.
Mustafa Hamid is the spokesperson for the NPP flag bearer, Nana Akufo-Addo. A political science lecturer at the University of Ghana, Dr. Evans Agridako, says Ghanaians should be worried that some political parties have not come out with their manifestos. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Dr. Agridako said manifestos play a critical role in the nation's political dispensation as it sanitizes the system by putting the parties in check.
It is not for nothing that we consider political parties as ubiquitous within any democracy. Ubiquitous in the sense that they perform several functions which are so fundamental to the sustenance of any democracy. Parties are very critical in governance. Either in government or out of it, they will use, if they are in government, they will use the levers of government to formulate policies and programs and development, fixing the problems of society. Parties are so fundamental to the sustenance of democracy. And that is why they have all kinds of laws governing their operations. They have to exhibit internal democratic credentials, among others. They have elections are electorally supervised, you know, by our electoral management body in most cases. And this is to show that they will exhibit democratic credentials. So if we cannot promote democracy in-house, how can you promote democracy in the state when we are given the opportunity?